Let's see. Diane's waiting. Thank you, ma'am. And what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello.
I need your help. I have inflammation, weight gain, and an A1C level that's going up. And I had a pancreatic surgery, a Whipple, almost 3 years ago now. But nobody seems to be able to tell me how to deal with those three things.
All right. And that pancreatic surgery was done for pancreatic cancer, ma'am?
No, they didn't find any cancer at all. They removed a cyst that was on the pancreas.
Well, I'm glad no cancer was found. And the cyst must have been causing you a lot of trouble, though. What kind of trouble did it cause?
Oh, well, I had all the symptoms of bloating and no appetite and weight gain and back pain, and there was a lot of symptoms, so they decided to go ahead and do that. I will say that they told me they removed some suspicious-looking scrapings or skin tissues on the pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no cancer there.
I'm glad they found no cancer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you probably didn't have enough of your pancreas cut out that the rest of it couldn't make up for it and function properly enough and help you not to get diabetes. But you also probably know that there's type 1 type diabetes and type 2 diabetes. And were you told which sort that you probably have?
Well, I asked and they said it was type 2. But the thing is, they took the whole head off and left the tail.
Oh.
But they told me I wouldn't be having a diabetic issue.
Well?
But now the A1C is 6.0.
Well, you see, this A1C can be high in either type 1 or type 2. And we really do need to know which type it is because, as you know, with type 2, the pancreatic islet cells are still intact, but they're working so hard to make insulin. And there's extra insulin, and people get insulin resistance, and all of that leads to type 2 diabetes. Whereas with type 1, the pancreatic islet cells are just really weak, and they can't make the insulin. And so that's why the sugar goes up rather than the insulin resistance problem. There is a test. It's called the Kraft, K-R-A-F-T, pre-diabetes test. But it's also good for determining which type of diabetes a person has. Very, very exactly, because what it does, it measures the blood sugar and it measures the blood insulin at each point in the test, which does go on for 3 or 4 hours. You drink the sugar stuff, they draw blood before and after and then on the hour. And I've seen people who've been diagnosed with type 2, and what do you know, we do the Kraft test and their insulin is really low and they actually have got type 1. And in either case, that hemoglobin A1C can be 6.0 from either type.
Oh, that's encouraging. Okay, so that will help. Now then, why do you suppose that I have this weight gain? I don't eat that much. I'd rather not eat at all, but I do. But I eat mostly fruits and vegetables. I don't eat enough protein, though.
Well, the weight gain does suggest a more likely type 2 diabetes, and it's probably not a coincidence if you do have that type 2 diabetes, because the type of diet that helps to turn the type 2 diabetes into not diabetes anymore, and yes, it does take months to a year or two to do it, but you can see your progress along the way. Anyway, that type of diet is called the paleo diet, and it's definitely high in protein. So.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, so I think you better get it sorted out, ma'am. Find out what kind of diabetes you got.
Yes, I will do that. Could I ask you one more question? Should I be concerned about the stomach acid because they took a piece of the stomach, removed it, and had to attach it to the small intestines?
Oops, then yes, you should be concerned, and I check with the doctor at the clinic about that too, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.